This is John Rothman for the Voice of San Francisco. And boy, oh boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. Do you remember the old TV show, The Streets of San Francisco? Well, this is just as good. Believe me. We now have a situation, and I actually took a drive out to Valencia Street because I wanted to see the bike lane, and I wanted to see how Valencia was being impacted by what they've done. Well, of course, you've all heard about the hunger strike over the bike lane, but have you talked to the merchants out there, including the one who's on hunger strike? Have you talked to them about the impact on their businesses? And may I say, this is just the beginning, because it's a power battle here in San Francisco. We have something in San Francisco called the Bicycle Coalition. Now, I've always been in favor of bicycles. In fact, I want to tell you, when I was a kid and I had my bicycle, I had to go down to City Hall and pay for a license, which was then put on my bicycle, so it was legal. So let me begin by saying every bicycle in San Francisco ought to have a bike license. It'd be great revenue, and not only that, the bikes would be registered. And that way, we can keep track of how many people really use bike lanes. Because I can tell you, there are not a lot of people out on the bike lanes, are there? If you really go around this city, if you really take a look at what's going on in San Francisco, you know that it's important for people to be able to bike safely. But it's also important for people to be able to drive safely. This morning's Chronicle carried an op-ed, "Make San Francisco the e-bike capital of the United States." Well, you know, all I want are safe streets in San Francisco. So let's talk about what the MTA is doing in this city. Talk about an agency that needs to be cleaned up, or maybe cleaned out. What an absurd situation where there are slow streets. Okay, wait. Back up for a minute. Remember the pandemic? Remember slow streets? Oh, I do. And you know what? It made great sense. It gave people a chance to get out, walk on the street, see their neighbors, do it in safety. But guess what? The time has come to do away with slow streets. Let me give you two examples of this. One that I think is critical is John F. Kennedy Drive in Golden Gate Park. By the way, some of us remember when it was called Main Drive. I was there when they dedicated it to John F. Kennedy. The then mayor of San Francisco, John F. Shelley, spoke. It was quite a moving ceremony. But do you know what this situation in Golden Gate Park means? It means that many citizens of this city don't have access to the park. That if you are disabled or elderly or, wait, you can't ride a bicycle because of age or any other concern, it limits the number of people who can get into Golden Gate Park. It limits the number of people who can get to the fine arts museums. And believe me when I say this, the De Young is a treasure, and everybody should have access to it. And by the way, I have no problem with people riding their bikes in Golden Gate Park or roller skating in Golden Gate Park. I will confess I've done both. But to close streets there? And what about the Great Highway? Anybody out there getting their medical services from the VA? Do you know how many people come from the South Bay up the Great Highway in order to get to the VA just off Clement Street in San Francisco? Let me tell you something. It's time to reevaluate this whole question. It is true that we are the city that knows how. Knows how to do what? Well, I'll tell you what. To limit cars. So I have to tell you, I'm happy to have a certain limitation on cars. I loved Golden Gate Park when on Sundays you could go into the park with no cars. But enough is enough. Slow streets, terrible. Valencia being closed, a disaster for merchants and a disaster for the residents. And as for the question of making San Francisco the e-bike capital of the world, I don't think so. We better be sensitive to the fact that being able to go from one end of San Francisco to the other, being able to go to your shopping centers or to go to stores, in order to do that in a lot of neighborhoods, you need a car. Anybody try to go to Union Street or Chestnut Street? Or yes, Valencia, and have your parking limited? No, this is something that we have to address. And the candidates for mayor of San Francisco need to state squarely, frankly, determinedly, what they believe about safe streets. I want to know what they think about turning the streets over to bike riders. And I don't have anything against bike riders. I like riding my bike. But enough is enough. We better take into account the whole city of San Francisco. the people who live here, their access to parking, their access to neighborhoods, their access to merchants, their access to hospitals. We better begin thinking about that. And maybe the place to start is with the power of the MTA and what it means when the Bicycle Coalition contributes money to candidates. Maybe we need to figure out who really owns the streets of San Francisco. Well, I'll tell you who it should be. Those of us who live here, those of us who care about this city, those of us who want access to the whole city. That's what I think. I want to know what you think. And of course, the Voice of San Francisco is all about finding out what you think. So interact with us. Tell us what you think. Disagree with us. You know something? That is what will make the election of 2024 here in San Francisco a truly vital, vibrant reaction. And it'll give us all a voice. I am John Rothman. This is the Voice of San Francisco. And we are happy to be with you each and every day. Speaking out, speaking up, and getting your feedback right here on the Voice of San Francisco.